Follow the leader. Do you remember the children's game, Follow the Leader? It is the game where you line up behind a designated person, follow him or her, and copy their actions. Where the leader went, you went. What the leader did, you did. That simple game is, in a nutshell, the definition of discipleship. Jesus first uttered this call to follow him with those early disciples, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. Then one day, while Levi, Matthew, was sitting at the tax office, Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Hearing the call, these men left everything and never looked back. They are examples of true discipleship. In Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62, we have three candidates for discipleship. Let us look at each one of them. Candidate number one. One day he said, "Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." These are commendable words. There is nothing to suggest that this man had any ulterior motives. In response, Jesus did not tell him no, because the call to follow him is to all mankind. But neither did he say yes. Instead, Jesus' reply was, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Jesus was on a mission that had no earthly comforts, and he let this candidate know that he will have to forsake his manner of life as he had known it if he chose to follow him. Candidate number two. Unlike the first man, he received a direct call from Jesus. He replied, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." This man, personally called by Jesus, had misplaced priorities. It appears that he truly wanted to follow, but there was something more important to him. To the natural mind, this appears to be a legitimate reason for delay. Jesus' reply, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God." It is the living Christ that was calling the man, giving him work to do by telling him to go and preach. In other words, there were living people that needed him more. And above that, our relationship with God should be above all others. Candidate number three. He said, "Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house." He too had a case of misplaced priorities and misplaced affections. Jesus said to him, "No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." In other words, do not get distracted and do not turn back from following Jesus. We are not told what the final decision was for either of these men. Did they follow or not follow? We do not know. But what really matters is, has each of us heard and answered the call to follow the leader? His name is Jesus. This is Velma Jean Sanders with God's Word of Life, September 2020.